can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Here they are celebrating their air hockey championship tournament. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Yes.
With Mariano.
And Keith.
Yes.
And Jordan.
Yes.
I did all the work, really.
Yeah, no. The heavy lifting there.
Yes, you did. So are we in first place now, or where are we?
No, we're one up from last place now.
It's a really big step up. If I could say it's one step up.
Hey, it's all that matters, right?
It's all about the heart. But that's not the point, because we've got a lot of great movies here, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about air hockey in the next 15 minutes.
Exactly. Bobby did say, though, if you're not first, you're last.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, but we're no longer first at being last, so let's be happy about that.
Right
yeah.
On. Okay. All right, and today we are reviewing
Attack of the Sequels Part 2 with Finding Dory and
Now You See Me
Part 2. Ooh. Oh, we finally did it. I think the show needs 50% more us saying things at the same time.
In unison, yeah. So, of course, we're going to save Finding Dory for last. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big one, yeah.
So, Now You See Me Part 2. Where do we start?
Okay, well, I guess we can say who directed it, who acted it, and then...
And I can do that, yes. John M. Chu is the director.
What else has he done?
He's also done G.I. Joe Retaliation, Jim and the Holograms, and Step Up 2,
exactly.
The Streets.
Yeah. Does anyone else here really like Step Up more than they should?
No, I think the first one was really good.
Yeah, well, that's the one I was
talking about. Is that with Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Okay. I never watched it, but oh, okay. I'll take your word for it, though.
I feel like that's one of my guilty pleasures. I think I can't wait to see them dance
okay
and fix their problems.
Have guilty pleasures, bro. It's
thank
okay.
You, thank you, Keith.
It's oh so okay.
But it's not okay to divulge them to us because we will judge you.
And also everybody listening, yeah. So sorry. I feel like I just lost credibility. Oh, the guy who doesn't like Warcraft likes Step Up.
How right day.
You just called yourself out, and that was beautiful. So.
Yeah. Thank you. thank you very much.
Thank you for that.
So we'll start with Now You See Me 2. Did he also make Now You See Me 1?
No, actually, he didn't.
Really? Okay.
No.
I can see that.
I was going to say, do you guys want to start with like an overall kind of premise of the movie?
That's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Let's just do whatever we feel like. I just want to talk about air hockey.
So the Four Horsemen.
Right.
So Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, James Franco's brother, and the first one had Ilsa Fisher,
yep,
who's Sacha Baron Cohen's wife, I believe.
Yes.
So she gets replaced in this one with Lizzie Kaplan.
Right.
Love her.
But it's a different character. They didn't just replace the actress.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're right. So basically the Four Horsemen, these amazing magicians, they're known all over the world for the tricks they do, for the feats they accomplish. They're also like four Robin Hoods as magicians.
Yes.
To an extent, right?
Yes. Yeah, no, they're Robin Hoods. I think that's extremely accurate.
Yeah, so, I mean, and actually, the irony is that this movie it made it more exciting than, like, the real deal to me. I wish, like...
A real heist?
Well, like, the magicians of today. I found these guys more compelling
than
the people who are doing it today for real.
Yeah, you know? the like, showmanship as magicians was actually really good. I feel like, I wonder if they worked with magicians, you know, for the
probably
movie.
Probably. Yeah, that's what I would do.
I think that was one of my favorite parts about Now You See Me 1 and Now You See Me 2, and I think that's also kind of one of my biggest problems with Now You See Me 2.
Okay.
Can I say this? Can I get out? Are we done with
the
preliminary?
Well, we have to the premise, though. So,
right.
We'll premise them.
Yeah, so.
So part two begins right after a year after part one. Now, the guys have been in hiding, including Mark Ruffalo's character.
Yes.
And it turns out he's
Mark Ruffalo or Mark Ruffalo?
Ruffalo.
Okay. Sorry.
Making sure. No, I thought I was wrong. No. Okay, go on.
No, you're right for once.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You're a terrible friend.
I know. I am. I'm bad.
Okay. And he's part of the Eye. It turns out that he was kind of the ringleader for part one.
Yes.
And what's going on in part two is they come out of hiding in order to do yet another kind of big, elaborate heist.
Yes.
And
yes. Well, and they think they're doing it for one person, but that's not the case at all. So there's twists and turns, would you
yes.
say? Yeah. So because they have been waiting, to get out of hiding, as you would say.
Right.
And So just when they do, I mean, a few things happen, like Dave Franco's character from the first one, everyone thinks that he's dead.
Yeah.
And he was trying to control that, and then, you know, we'll just say that things get out of hand.
Yeah.
They go from being in control in front of the whole world to losing control.
Yeah.
And it wasn't their fault. And then the movie goes from there, and it's really cool. And you get the – everyone returned but Ilsa Fisher.
So right,
you
right,
get
right.
Michael Caine is back. Morgan Freeman is back. So – and then you get a new addition. Daniel mm-hmm. Radcliffe comes in.
He's totally different than what I thought he was going to be, and it was so interesting. But I still loved him, though. The movie was really well done, I thought.
Yes, yeah, he was great.
I think we can all agree. He was a good addition. Danny Radcliffe, that's one of our – he's a great actor.
I mean, like him. I'm glad that they put him in there.
Can you think of a movie where you were just super disappointed that he was in?
I like him, but
I can think of seven, eight. No, I'm just kidding. I like them.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
Oh, you're so bad. I love when people say stuff like that like it's a compliment, but it kind of is like insulting.
I know.
I don't think anything about that sounded like a compliment. I think that
that's what I was thinking. I was just trying to be polite and silent, but right. Keith ruined it for me.
Sorry. Yeah, you know. But so in regards to Daniel Radcliffe, I like him. I can't say I think he's great yet because I'm still waiting. I'm still watching him.
Because
this is all post Harry Potter. Harry Potter now.
Right.
Harry Potter. Yeah, so no, but I do think he's good, so I'm looking forward to seeing him do more things. You can keep laughing. Hey, man, I laugh all the time, bro. Don't mute it, bro. Don't mute it. Just laugh.
Post Harry Potter.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah.
And there was the guy from The Green Hornet. What's it? I want to say John Cho. I don't want to be wrong there, though.
The guy from The Green Hornet.
Yeah. He was in the.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
God, was he?
He played Kato.
Yes.
Okay, right yes. on. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, yeah.
That completely went past me too.
There's so many additions to the movie. Can I just say one thing though?
Of course.
Also watched other reviews, and I kind of disagree with their problem. They said that they didn't like that the magic was a little too over the top to the point of being unbelievable. I agree to that, but I don't think it's that big a deal.
It wasn't too over the top to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very fitting.
I don't think it was over the top to me. What I didn't like about when it comes to the magic aspect is this. Now You See Me 2 and Now You See Me 1 are two completely different movies, and it's because Now You See Me 1, it's not just the horsemen. It's also you come to find out that it is all the horsemen, but you get to see another side.
You get some back history.
You get to see the cat and you get to see the mouse.
That's true.
So it's less of like – it's less of what Now You See Me 2 is now, which is Now You See Me 2 is now, which is just a heist movie, it feels like to me. It's a very elaborate heist movie with magic added to it. Whereas before, the first one was this mysterious magicians doing mysterious things and trying to find them.
See, I feel like the first one was more of a heist movie.
Me too, actually.
With magicians.
You felt that felt more
the
heist-y.
Second one wasn't a heist movie to me.
Well,
it was
me too.
I felt the
you
same
were way. Able to see the you know, the magicians doing their things and kind of coming up with things as they go, and you could see them fail. It kind of made it seem more of a heist planned movie as far as
– for me, but I felt like with Now You See Me Part 2, and Mariana, please elaborate too, that there was more history given and there was more – and because there was history given, there was reasoning.
Yeah, that made it more special. And that, and that made the more
– yes.
It almost gives you a sense of we see them preparing and everything for it, but just imagine how dazzled the people were when, you know, when they do the crazy tricks that they do.
Yes.
And that to me seemed – I feel like people were more inclined to believe in the second movie that was actual magic.
Yes.
Actual, you know,
like when
Daniel
Atlas falls into the water. And that's in the commercial, and it's crazy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. There's definitely some – and that's really cool. I think that's one of the big appeals to me from Now You See Me.
You mean Jesse Eisenberg?
How did they do it?
Yes. His name in the movie was Daniel Atlas.
Thank you. Daniel Radcliffe. I'm sorry. My bad.
No,
you're right. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. No, it's okay. But that's the thing to me, though. I just – the biggest part of this movie, the biggest draw appeal is, oh, wow, they just made, I don't know, an elephant disappear and then reappear on the moon. I can't wait in 10 minutes to explain how they could have possibly pulled that off.
I got to tell you, to me, this film was – magic was just a part of it, and it was almost a small part of it.
That was the thing. That's why I guess I liked
Now
You See
Me. It was more like that's the tools that they used to get the ultimate job done. Like magic was just kind of a byproduct, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I felt more of a heist movie to me, because you got to see such an insight on the characters that you couldn't before it did feel more like a heist movie with magic being the secondary thing. Whereas the first one, it was all about people doing impossible things with magic. And what kind of ruined – and I don't want to say ruined because I did like Now You See Me Too. It's got good marks in my book, but I liked the first one more because you had no idea what was going on in these characters' head. And that air of mystery really contributes to anything magic because that's what magic's all about, that mystery.
I liked the first one, but I liked the second one better.
You liked the second one better? You guys both did.
Yeah, because there's more character development.
Exactly.
There's more background. There's more of a story. Like I said, there was more reasoning. There was more reasoning. Yeah. I mean, there are some special scenes too in it. I mean, where magic does come to the forefront,
right?
But there's all still so much reasoning that ties everything together.
I think we can all agree, though, that the two are completely different movies because those small onsets, like the fact that you don't really get to see what the FBI is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's all the time we have. For we'll see you guys next week.
Who are you talking to? You kill me with that.
But we do have to go to a commercial break pretty soon. So
yeah,
we're going to go ahead and let you guys go. When we come back, we're going to do Finding Dory, and we'll pick back up on Now You See Me 2 and Finding Dory on our wrap-up after that. So you guys stay tuned.
But that's if we find Dory.
If you... Sorry, guys. All right. See you soon.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we're back. Thanks for listening to Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast. I'm Mariano.
I'm Jordan. I'm Jordan.
forgot who you were.
One of these guys is Jordan. The other one's Keith.
Yes.
Now, we are going to do a quick review on Finding Dory. Dory, that was a big movie. Finding Nemo was a big movie, too.
Yeah.
Now,
I think it broke records, too, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
it had to have, yeah.
So, yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
It's a sequel, but it's kind of a prequel, too.
It starts like as a prequel, but the majority of it...
It's a sequel. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
You're right. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I thought...
Uh-huh.
The premise. Do you want to go over that? Do you want me to go over that?
I'll let you go over that.
All right. Well, okay. It starts out in the very beginning as baby Dory and how she loses her parents and when, and it's super cute. And then it kind of jumps to like modern time when she's with Marlin and Nemo, and she gets lost while searching for her parents. And now Nemo, Marlin, you know, they need to find her while she needs to find her parents. So it's like a wild goose chase squared. And it's really interesting. It's full of this one's full of like really funny moments. Like there was
I agree.
A lot of like, especially like the slow-mo pieces were really funny, I thought. And it was full of some really helpful characters. And there was a lot going on in this one, but not necessarily in a bad way. In my honest opinion, it got just a little bit boring in the middle, but the ending was good.
Really? You thought it got boring in the middle?
Yeah.
I didn't think it got boring at all. I was enjoying it.
I was enjoying it the entire time.
Me too.
I liked it better than the original.
The turtles were awesome too, dude.
I liked Nemo better, but this one, it was good. I got a little bored right in the center.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really? God. But it picked itself back up, right?
Yeah. The ending was strong. I like the ending. Yeah.
I got to disagree with that because this is one of those movies that whenever I saw it, people were clapping at the end. There was a standing ovation for this movie.
I'm jealous I didn't get that.
Really?
People loved it, but I didn't get that.
You told me stories of theaters like where you saw that, and that didn't happen for me. But
yeah, but you get that every time you walk into a room.
Oh, you're smooth. such a Libra. There you go.
By this match.
Uh-huh. Right on.
So I loved the movie entirely from the first part to little, you know, the short they start off
and
with.
Whoever was the little girl who played Dory as a little guppy was so cute. Yeah. Voice.
No, yeah, it's adorable. Very, yep, I agree.
So cute. And Ellen DeGeneres did a great job as Dory.
That's actually one thing that stuck out to me. Ellen amazing. DeGeneres is funny as Dory.
Oh, yeah.
In both movies.
Yeah, she's great. So
Pixar, they did that thing that they normally do in the beginning where they have that little short animation that came up.
Yes, that was cute.
That was adorable. And I, at that moment, I kind of just balled up my fist and said, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to get through this thing and I'm not going to cry. I can already feel what they're going to do. And, you know, Pixar's good at that. They're really good at if they want you to feel something, you're just going to feel really sad or you're going to feel so happy.
They suck you in really well.
They do. They're,
you're right. They do.
Very manipulative people. I think it works out, though. At one point during the movie, during one of the many pivotal scenes, there's a lot of scenes where you can easily get a tear jerked out of you. Just random scenes throughout the movie from the beginning to the end. There's always that one thing.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. At one point, I was like, "All right, you got me. You got me." A tear. I'm starting to well up a bit. And
right.
Oh, I was shameless. I watched it and I, like, if it made me cry, I would have just done it. It's Nemo.
Did you cry during it?
No, I didn't. But I wasn't against it. Like,
I wasn't against it either. I wasn't fighting it. I was just.
I'm against crying.
I was fighting against it. It wasn't because I'm trying to, like, not cry. I'll gladly cry if a movie's good enough and if it can do that to you. I just know what I'm in for. And it's kind of like you're going on a roller coaster and you just ate something. I'm like, not going to throw up. Not once. I see the loops. Not going to get me. I still threw up, though, in the roller coaster. It still happened. There was a point where I just kind of lost it.
And I was so glad that they brought back a lot of other characters from the first movie. I thought that that was great.
I actually had people in the audience around me, two different people on two occasions go, "Oh, no, not Dory," and "Oh, God, Nemo." And I'm throwing in fake names so you don't know what the scene was about. But everyone was getting emotional through the audience. I've never seen an audience be so interactive to a movie.
And one of the favorite things I enjoyed about the whole movie experience was watching all of the parents come in with their kids to watch the film. I mean, it was really cool. They were really excited, you could tell.
Because, the kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see a good family movie. It's a great family movie.
The parents are more excited. We watched Finding Nemo 11 years ago, and now finally Finding Dory came out.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's been that long.
Yeah, 2005, I think, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
And by the way, we don't want to forget. So there were two directors, Andrew Stanton and Angus McLean. Andrew Stanton directed Finding Nemo, WALL-E, Toy Story 1 and 2. Hmm. Angus McLean, his co-director, also directed Finding Nemo, but he also co-directed WALL-E, but he did The Incredibles and Monsters Incorporated.
Oh, I love The Incredibles.
So they're amazing
Monsters
directors.
And Monsters, Inc. I like that one, too.
Huh? It was near impossible to be disappointed with this movie. Mm-hmm. With the cast, what with the direction they took.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Normally, you get really worried that a sequel is going to ruin something.
Well, I have a question
for
you.
I don't think
guys.
Anyone was afraid of that.
What's that?
Well, this... I have a question and then the real question. This is like a setup question. When was the last time Pixar disappointed?
Name some films that came out because I don't always watch all their movies.
I can't think of one.
I
feel like Pixar's a big enough name that if there was a movie that was a big enough disappointment.
But now that we're doing this, I'll probably be watching everything that comes out at this point.
Right. But this was my second question. So the Pixar doesn't disappoint. That's clear.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it had any real flops.
I don't think it did either. But now is this... You know, considering all the really good movies, because Monsters, Inc. is, I swear, one of my favorite movies of all time.
And I call it Monsters Incorporated. I'm such a silly person.
That's okay. You're not wrong. Was Finding Dory really, really up there with some of the best Pixar movies?
I think it was. And the question that Jordan is going to ask, I guess.
Well, my answer to that wasn't no. I was just curious as to what you guys thought.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I think it's an instant classic. I think that this is going to go in just like Finding Nemo did, and it's going to create a new generation of fish-loving people.
So now it's my time to be Jordan here. Okay. So if you're on an island, which one?
Okay.
Finding Dory or Finding Nemo?
Sink to my level. Okay.
Suck it, Jordan.
sink.
Which one is it?
Let's
let him choose, and then let's just...
Finding Dory. It's going to be Finding Dory.
Now, over Finding Nemo? Are you sure?
Oh, over Finding Nemo.
You're on an island here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's just let him choose, and then whatever one he chooses, let's act like it's wrong.
Yeah, you're on an island. So there's two islands. So on one island is Finding Nemo. And Finding Dory.
Yep.
On the other island is Finding Dory, and Now You See Me Too.
I want to hear more about this island.
Yeah, I like that one. Finding Nemo or Finding Dory.
Yeah. Which one is it going to be?
Okay. That's so tough. That is really tough. Maybe Finding... I'd kind of want to watch Finding Nemo again right
Nemo.
Next to each other.
I choose Finding Nemo.
I think I'm going to do Finding Dory.
I might have to do Finding Dory too.
Oh, you guys, you guys are not allowed on my island.
People, Keith,
but I love. But Finding Nemo was dope. I enjoyed it. It was a great movie. But
you're one of those weird people that normally it's a given rule that everyone hates a sequel, or at least they don't like it as much as, you know, the original movie. I've heard you countless times go, "Oh yeah, the second one. That's where it's at. That was a really good one." And it blows me away.
But it happens. But to me, that does happen sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I love.
That's the crazy thing.
Not often, though.
You know what I love, though, is
what's that?
I liked Nemo better, but I will say this about both movies that we're reviewing today. I love when the sequels don't fall into the pitfalls that make them worse.
Like, I agree.
When they don't go over the top, or they don't focus on one thing too much. Like if it's a, you know, Mortal Kombat movie, part two was just crazy stunts that, you know, the acting wasn't good, but the fighting was better. But that's it. Finding Dory, it was deeper than Finding Nemo. There was more going on at the same time.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right?
It was. It was.
You know, and I think I'm going to go with Jordan. Now that I think of it in that way, it was better than I never thought it was bad. I just thought Nemo was better. But Finding Dory, it's slowly kind of rising a little bit in my head right now.
Because it was just so good.
It was.
It's the effect of talking to two people about it. I think that happens to me a lot where I get my mind changed because you guys bring up great points.
I agree.
I think it deserves a special commendation, the fact that not only is it such an amazing movie by itself, but it's a sequel, and it's avoided so many pitfalls.
Exactly.
Because it's a tougher thing to accomplish, being such a memorable movie while following up an already amazing movie.
That's true, too, because Finding Nemo was a big movie.
It was. It had a lot of competition against itself.
Right. But you know what? Getting back to that thing, I think both these movies did a great job of avoiding those pitfalls, which we'll definitely get back to as soon as we take this quick commercial break. Thanks for listening, guys.
Nice.
Right on.
All right. Okay, see you guys soon.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Jordan, of course, and I'm joined by my two amazing co-hosts.
Mariano.
That guy.
Keith.
Perfect. All right, here we are.
And
you're pretty amazing too, man.
So, you know, of course. Yeah. So we just talked about Now You See Me 2, and we just talked about Finding Dory 2.
Attack of the Sequels.
Ooh. Attack of the Sequels, part 2.
Okay. Sorry, can I just coin this term really quick before we continue?
Sure, yeah, of course.
What do you guys feel about Captain Keith?
Captain
Ooh,
Keith.
Oh, I like that.
Captain Keith.
I can dig it.
His radio DJ name would be the Keithster.
I feel like his radio DJ name would be Captain Keith Quarterback.
Oh, okay. Hey, sounds good to me.
Let's work on this some more later. I like that. Okay. So, but yeah, we saw them, and our reviews are generally positive about them. Let's ask some really nice, you know, questions that make you think and answer very
right. So I asked you one question, but after I asked it, I think it was kind of already too easy for you in regards to Finding Dory versus Now You See Me Too.
Yeah. No. I haven't asked you that. I think it's a given. Finding Dory's going
to
win this one.
Yeah, but I got you. But we got you with Nemo and Dory. But that's
I can say I liked Finding Dory more. I never like a sequel more, and it's not out of some weird principle. It's just that's just tends to be what happens.
But would you say that Finding Dory would be
Finding
the one
Dory,
that
I
would
think
get you thinking about?
I think there's going to be more memorable parts to me if I'm 80 years old and I've forgotten what my grandkids' names are. I'll at least know. Hey. Those, you know, sea lions in Finding Dory.
Oh, they stole this show.
They
man.
Did steal the show.
And that was Idris Elba, who was one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
They did a fantastic job. General? There were several parts where I'm laughing out loud.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was a great.
I don't know, though.
And I also think
this one might have been funnier, actually. This one might have been funnier than Finding Nemo.
I don't know if I can go there.
I think
those guys were funny, but Bruce and the Australian sharks were really funny too in part one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. True. But the sea lions were amazing.
I love lions were amazing.
I love the crabs in part one. Hi, or like my. You know, there was so many funny things about Finding Nemo. I think you need to watch it again.
I think the great thing about them both, and now that you're saying that, that's something I'm realizing about Finding Dory, is that normally when you do a sequel and you do a reboot, you're doing a lot of rehashing. You're doing a lot of this and that. And we've kind of
there wasn't too much
that
of that
like
though.
Yeah, there wasn't too much of that. It was good.
No. That's no, the cool
it was
thing.
A solid
they
story
did
line.
Just the bare minimum of things to say, hey, these two movies are from the same, you know, cut from the same cloth. But they introduced so many new characters, and they did so many things that if they brought a third movie in, those were characters that were remarkable in their own. You know,
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a true testament when you can make a film that's a family film, but it's a film for everybody, for adults, for kids.
Yeah.
And what I'll say about Finding Dory, what I wanted to mention real quick was that. You know, themes that I enjoyed were family, knowing who your family is, looking for your family, and realizing that you have a new family. Family isn't always blood. It can be blood, but it can be people who adopt you and bring you in and consider you family.
Right. Yeah.
And Dory, you know, that was that's a good theme for that movie was family.
Can I add just one more to that?
Sure.
Just Keep Swimming. I like that.
Yes.
Just keep swimming.
That could be applied to life, period, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's a movie for all ages. And if you've seen Finding Nemo, go see Finding Dory.
Oh, go see it immediately.
It's worth it.
I know.
Now you see me too. You guys really liked the movie. I liked it as well.
I thought it was an excellent film. I thought it was better than Now You See Me. And Now You See Me was great.
Me too.
I think that the two movies, they didn't – that well, Now You See Me too did feel like a sequel. But for totally different reasons – they didn't feel as much of a sequel as the first ones did. I think it's because Now You See Me is such – it felt more like a companion piece because it's a completely different style. It felt like a different attitude coming in.
Well, I like what you said about it being two different movies,
well, it's
two different stories.
I think Now You See Me, the first one, really depended on the mystery. So, and Now You See Me too, they had to make this movie that was successful because of the mystery work without it. And they did a good job. It's something that I could see again. Now, Finding Dory – I didn't feel like it was a sequel, but that's for a completely different reason. It's because it's a movie that they made their own so well. It takes place in the same world, but it didn't feel like there was any rehashing. They made a completely different movie, and it's a completely different movie that's just as successful. In my opinion, I liked it more than the first one. So I think it's Pixar at its finest.
Uh-oh. You like the sequel more so than the original?
I did, yeah. That's
this is the first one
for
Jordan.
Very unusual, yeah.
All right, right on.
I feel the universe imploding a little bit.
I know, right?
Things are not looking good for us, yeah.
Uh-oh. It's a sign of the times. Good, yeah. So we recommend both of those films highly.
Yes.
The Attack of the Sequels was worth it. Part two, it was definitely worth it. It was good stuff. It's rare to get sequels that stand out on their own for good films, and especially when they're films that are perhaps better than the original. So that doesn't happen often.
Definitely, and that's a high bar to set for both movies already.
Yes. Yeah. But now Mariano said, though, he thought Finding Nemo was still a better film.
Yeah, I like Finding Nemo better, but definitely Finding Dory I will pick up.
Yeah, definitely. I enjoyed that. Yeah. So it was good stuff. And to realize that both films, Finding Dory and Finding Nemo, were directed by the same two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, amazing.
And if I could say this, really, I think this is the biggest compliment I've given
two directors
a movie.
For one movie. That's interesting.
I know. I thought that too.
Well, I think co-director, it's not that uncommon, but you have these people that are both so high caliber, and I think it really shows every bit of, you know, everything in that movie, every bit of talent is so well shown. The spotlight is on equal parts.
Yeah, Pixar commits, and
they
it shows.
Do.
Yeah.
And I think the short was the best short that I've seen in the Pixar. Like those little warm up shorts, they're like the cleanse your palate for the upcoming movie.
Yeah, it was cool.
It really that was my favorite. I think out of all of them.
First, I was a little agitated because I'm like dreaming the movie, and then it kept going. Then I enjoyed it.
So. No, it definitely had a lot of heart, and it kind of got you ready to watch something that's so completely.
Because I'm not used
heart.
To seeing that, you know. So,
and that's their Pixar thing, you know. Their little clip comes in front where Marvel's comes in the back. But my thing that I wanted to say about it is, I had an incredible time watching both movies, especially Finding Dory. It put me in a place that just my rest of my day was kind of uplifted. Which is
awesome.
The Pixar effect, I think, with a lot of their movies.
Definitely.
And just talking about it today, it's tremendously – I think this is one of my favorite movie podcasts that we've done because I'm kind of bringing up good memories that I've had while watching that movie, a movie that an entire audience got up and clapped for.
It says a lot. That's a true testament.
And it really brightens your day. Yeah. So I'm going to say, Pixar, keep up the good work. Guys, what are you doing listening to this podcast? Go watch Finding Dory.
Definitely.
Then put this back on.
No.
This
listen
tremendous.
To the podcast and oh, yeah, no, go I forgot. Watch Finding Dory.
Exactly. But go see Now You See Me Too as well. It's an excellent film. There are plenty of twists and turns in that film that you don't see coming, and you're going to enjoy them.
But you kind of do see coming because you've seen the first one, you know that there's a twist to be. So if I could say that.
Yes and no. Yeah, but the twist towards the end, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah,
dude.
Me neither, actually.
I didn't see exactly where the twist was, but I knew it was there because it was a Now You See Me movie.
But you didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Right. I could go in another 30 minutes about Now You See Me because.
Now You See Me too. Good movie, dope movie. Lizzie Kaplan did a great job coming in as the new Fourth Horseman.
Yep.
Jesse Eisenberg, Dave Franco, Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson was great.
Oh, yeah.
Franco.
That's all we're going to say is, Woody Harrelson, watch him. He has some nice surprises for you. It was great. That's all we're going to say.
Love Woody Harrelson, though.
Yeah, but everyone did a great job. Excellent film. Directed well. It's always good to see Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman. So.
Yeah, don't pass that one up. I mean.
Daniel Radcliffe was a great addition as well. So
that's right. So many new things in this movie. They were all great.
Yeah, so check them out. But it's time for us to say goodbye.
I really hate that you're saying that because, like I said, I can talk about Now You See Me Too
I know,
for 20
right?
more minutes.
I know.
Well, let's sit here and we talk about it. But before we go, Jordan wanted to bring up the movies that we'll be reviewing next week. So what were those again?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I forgot completely. We're still doing this podcast next week. Well, in that case,
we're doing Independence Day, the new movie that's coming out along with
Free State of Jones. So it's kind of got a theme to it. Free State, Independence Day.
There you go.
There we go. That's going to be good. So you guys stick around for that one. It's going to be amazing. Mariona's going to talk more.
Yes.
Exactly. Sorry. We all looked at each other and it was awkward but fun at the same time.
No.
Thanks for listening, guys. Now, you can find us in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podcast Addict. That's the one I use and it's very good. Also, gsmcpodcast.com. And don't forget to follow and like us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, until next week, you guys have a great day. We'll see you guys out in, I don't know, some sort of area, some sort of...
Yeah, we'll see you somewhere out in space.
Oh, yeah, that works. Thanks, Keith.